tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to the program Dimensions of Islamic Life. In today's episode and program, we are going to discuss rank of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. His lofty rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in today's discussion, let's inshallah azza wa jal discuss the lofty rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as His Eminence Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakat Mulla Aliyah has said in his beautiful speech, that the one who recites As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 125,000 times during Rabi'ul Awwal Sharif, he will be blessed with the vision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this has been recorded from the works of Maulana Shah Muhammad Ruknuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, we can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as is his right for making us part of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are ever so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this blessing without even asking. Subhanallah, what a great gift that we have received from the court of the Almighty, our Creator, who has chosen us to be in the Ummah of his final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was in our destiny to commemorate the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to recite the prophetic qasidas, naats, and deliver bayans regarding the grandeur of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By Allah, not everyone is fortunate like us, subhanallah. We have been fortunate enough to celebrate the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we need tawfiq for every virtuous deed. And milad subhanallah is such a great virtuous deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tawfiq to celebrate it. And therefore, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great bounty. And inshallah, if we live to see the next milad, inshallah azza wa jal, we will keep on celebrating the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until life makes us part. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. The final Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the son of illumination, the son of light, subhanallah, the most invaluable blessing and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why should we not become joyous and commemorate his arrival? Is there anything greater in blessing than the blessings of the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The noble Quran instructs us to rejoice upon receiving Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, translation from Kanzul Irfan, say, only with the grace of Allah and His mercy they should rejoice. This is better than that which they amass. Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aim rahimahullah ta'ala, he states regarding this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that according to some mufassirun, the grace of Allah here refers to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his mercy refers to the noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا, meaning the grace of Allah upon you is supreme. Some of us soon say that the grace of Allah Almighty here refers to the noble Quran, and the mercy of Allah, his mercy, is the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is so beautiful as it is again substantiated by this Quranic verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we sent you not but as a mercy for all the worlds. Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khani rahimahullah, he continues that it is apparent that rejoicing and worshipping in the month in which the noble Quran was revealed, meaning the month of Ramadan, and the month in which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon whom Quran was revealed, was born in Rabiul Awwal Sharif. It is commendable to worship, especially excessively, in these 2 months. This is because we must show happiness when receiving Allah's blessings, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's greatest blessings. Subhanallah. He is Allah's greatest blessing. This expression of joy is gratitude for Allah's blessings. Commemorating this blessing is better than all the blessings of the world, because this happiness is a worship with incalculable reward. Subhanallah. Remember, the emphasis is incalculable reward. What does it mean? That its reward, the reward of celebrating Maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cannot even be counted. Allahu Akbar. Allah Almighty, He states in the glorious Quran, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, and remind them of the days of Allah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the great Tabi, Sayyidina Imam Mujahid, and Sayyidina Qatada rahimahum Allahu ta'ala, they interpret Ayyamullah as Ni'amullah. In the verse, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, so the term Ayyamillah, it is interpreted as Ni'amullah, meaning the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, undoubtedly, among the countless blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the final Prophet of Allah is the greatest blessing of Allah. It is reported in Sahih Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ni'matullah. Meaning Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the blessing of Allah. How fortunate are we that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this beloved blessing upon us and made us from his nation. The hearts of the devotees of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only acknowledge him as a blessing, but as Allah's greatest blessing. By Allah, the arrival of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an unparalleled blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The noble Quran commands us to commemorate the Mawlud of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's greatest blessing, and the noble Quran commands us to rejoice upon receiving his mercy. So why should we not be happy and commemorate the day of the final Prophet of Allah? Because he was sent, meaning the final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent to this world, Mubarak, and the beautiful month of Rabi'ul Awwal Sharif, which we lovingly call Rabi'ul Nur, subhanallah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the light of Allah. He is the light of Allah. There is no doubt about it. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the first creation of Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him, Ya Jabir, Inna Allaha khalaqa qabla ashiyai nura nabiyika min nurihi. O Jabir, the very first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created before anything else was the light of your Prophet with his light. Subhanallah. So he is the light of Allah. He is the nur of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And such nur that from his nur everything else came into existence. Subhanallah. This hadith is a lengthy hadith, and in which details are mentioned as to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything else from the nur of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making reference to that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great Imam, Imam al-Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. He says in his famous qasida, Hadaiq Bakhshish, he says, Woh jo na the to kuch na tha, woh jo na ho to kuch na ho, jaan hai wo jahan ki, جان ہے تو جہان ہے. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. لیٹس ان شاء اللہ ریسائٹ ٹوگیدر. صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد. وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا, وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو, وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا, وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو. جان ہے وہ جہان کی, جان ہے تو جہان ہے. صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. And here, subhanAllah, a very beautiful piece of writing by Shah Imam Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. He writes in Fatawa Ratwiya Sharif that which day of Allah Almighty is greater than the day he sent the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the world? Allahu Akbar. Undoubtedly, the noble Quran commands us to rejoice on the day the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. Subhanallah. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Yes, we should rejoice in the celebration of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should publicize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest blessing of Allah. Did we know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commemorated his own birthday by fasting? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked as to why he used to fast every Monday, and he answered, fihi wulidtu, meaning it is the day when I was born, subhanallah, therefore I fast every Monday. So we should commemorate the Prophet's birth on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal Sharif inshallah azza wa jal every year, and make an effort to fast every Monday as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal, he speaks of the favor that he has bestowed upon us in the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his noor. Allahu akbar. Qad ja'akum min Allahi noor. And the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is sent as a light. He is the light of Allah. As we say alhamdulillah when we recite durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in our beautiful environment of Madani channel and Dawat Islami, and we say as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. We say, he is the noor of Allah. وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ, upon salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his Ahl Bayt and all his Sahaba, and alhamdulillah, and upon the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Noor of Allah, subhanallah. He is the noor of Allah. In this beautiful recitation of durood and salam, we send salawat upon the noor of Allah, because he is the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which came and brightened this dark world where humanity was living in a very dire state. People would commit different crimes. People were ignorant. Ignorant, as we all know, is darkness, synonymous to darkness, and knowledge is synonymous to light, subhanallah. To repel darkness, what do we need? We need light, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with this light of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, he came and illuminated our hearts, brightened and enlightened our hearts with the noor of Islam, alhamdulillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us our kalima, made us into humans that we were supposed to be. Allahu Akbar. And he came to eradicate the evil practices of Jahiliyyah and the age of darkness. And at the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all the traditions of Jahiliyyah, age of darkness, age of ignorance is beneath my foot. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread the world with the nur of Iman. Allahu Akbar. And therefore we celebrate his maulud to present our gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending his beloved to us. The shayar very beautifully says, wo har alam ki rahmat hain, kisi alam mein reh jate, ye unki meherbani hai ki ye alam pasand aaya. So it is the grace of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they have chosen to come among us, meaning, and we becoming the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this great favor and he says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Indeed, Allah bestowed a great favor upon the believers when he sent to them a messenger. Subhanallah. Minnat here in this verse refers to a great blessing. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ. It refers to a great blessing, and it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he made us part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us innumerable blessings, but he never mentioned the blessings. He didn't say, I'm doing this favor upon you, saying they are a great favor from him. But when the beloved son of Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha was born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it was a great blessing for the Muslims because he sent the most honorable and greatest prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to them. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, he sent salam to the beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this beautiful manner, referring to the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, O Rabbi Ala ki ne'mat pe behad durood, Rabbi Ala ki ne'mat pe behad durood, Rabbi Ala ki ne'mat pe behad durood, Haq Ta'ala ki minnat pe laakhon salaam. May an abundance of salat and mercies descend upon the greatest blessing of the Most High, the son of Sayyida Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great favor of Allah Almighty. So many thousands of salutations be upon him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The noble companions alayhim ridwan, they also celebrated the maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their own unique ways, alhamdulillah. Some people ask whether the noble companions alayhim ridwan commemorated the maulid. And we should actually read this beautiful hadith to clear this doubt for once and for all. And this satanic whisper, inshallah, will be removed. You know, people keep asking questions, keep poking, whether, you know, you're doing this way it has been mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith, and whether the Sahaba did it, and so on and so forth. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and who said that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined a gathering of his companions and said, what made you sit here? And the companions, Ali Muridwan, they answered that we are sitting here to remember and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his grace in sending you, Ya Rasulullah, and giving us the treasure of Islam. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I ask you, by Allah, is this the only reason you are sitting here? And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they answered, yes, by Allah, we are only sitting here to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings of sending you, Ya Rasulullah, and for the treasure of Islam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then remarked on this statement of the Sahaba, and he said, I do not ask you to swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I doubt you. That wasn't the reason. I didn't ask you because of a doubt, but rather Jibreel alayhi salam informed me that Allah Almighty is expressing His pleasure with you before His angels because of your action. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the action was what? They were expressing their gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us and alhamdulillah giving us the great treasure of Iman in Islam. Isn't the same that what we do on the occasion of Maulud al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending us His beloved. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon all the noble companions alayhim ridwan and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyin Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here we learned that the noble companions alayhim ridwan, they sat together and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance of Islam and for the arrival of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how we commemorate the Maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send salat upon him, recite verses of the noble Quran, listen to ahadith and learn about the sunnah. Alhamdulillahi ala zalik. If anything unlawful were to occur during these gatherings, ma'adallah, we will always condemn it and never endorse it. The love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is embedded in our hearts and it increases in the virtuous month of Rabiul Awwal Sharif. Subhanallah. Have the mindset that no matter where life takes you, the love for Maulud will never leave your heart, because this is perhaps the lifeline and the noor that revives the iman in our heart, alhamdulillah. And you will continue to praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also encourage future generations. Yes, the Milad is not only for us to celebrate, but it will be celebrated throughout the history. It was celebrated, it is celebrated now, and it will be celebrated in the future as well until the Day of Judgment, inshallah azza wa jal. And we will make sure it is celebrated. We'll instill this beautiful teaching of celebrating the Maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the hearts of our offspring, the coming generation, inshallah azza wa jal. There's a special virtue, dear viewers. There's a special virtue in the arrival of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the noble Quran, it expresses it in this manner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of yet another favor. And Allah azza wa jal says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. And it is not befitting to Allah to punish them whilst you, O beloved, are in their midst. Allahu Akbar. By Allah. This is a great virtue. Before the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the world, the entire nations were destroyed, drowned and swallowed by the earth because of their disobedience. Allahu Akbar. Look at the examples of other nations. Bani Israel, Aad, Thamud and many other nations. What happened to them? How they were destroyed? Allahu Akbar. The nation of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, how they were drowned. The nation of Musa alayhi salam, how they were punished in various different ways. Allahu Akbar. Unfortunately, every sin besides disbelief and polytheism is found in our communities. However, the earth, despite all of this, the earth does not swallow us and stones do not rain down upon us from the sky. Why? Because we are not destroyed, because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resides with us. Wa anta fihi. Allahu Akbar. This is a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And making it a focal point, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he very beautifully says, Anta fihim ne adu ko bhi liya daman mein, Aish Javed Mubarak tujhe shahdai dost. Subhanallah. We should rejoice in the fact that we are the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we are safeguarded against the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can deduce many benefits from this verse of the Holy Quran. The first benefit is that whilst, you know, we are surrounded as an ummah by the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the beloved of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Anta fihim, whilst you, O beloved, are in their midst. The all-pervading punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not appear in this world because the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's mercy and refuge for the worlds. Allahu Akbar. Look how the previous nations were collectively punished because of their sins. Those sins and more are committed today. But we are not struck with an all-encompassing divine punishment only because the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in our midst. Allah, Allah. We should actually thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we thank, the less it is. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, there's more to this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. And I hope you stay with us to get to know the second benefit of this beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran, the verse of the Holy Quran, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For now, we will listen to a beautiful kalam in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tanam farstuda jaan para zehijra ya Rasulullah by our brother Sabtar Attari sallamul bari. And a beautiful piece of nasiha and advice, benefits of being kind to parents by our brother Yahya Attari. Inshallah azza wa jal, until we return, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Piyar Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazirin, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi, to woh yahi naat thi jo aaj main aapke samne ek bar phir pesh kar raha hoon.
Kis tarah paon rakhe ya sahibe basirat ya basirat ya basirat kis tarah paon rakhe ya sahibe basirat aankhein bichhi hui hain har ja teri gali mein duniya teri gali mein ukba teri gali mein ukba
اب کہاں چلے
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں ننگی دانگی دا جبھی افسردا قدم لغزیدا
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں ننگی جانم دیدہ جبی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہِ اقدس کا نظارہ اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ نم
زیدہ لب زیدہ.
Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, I went to paradise and heard the recitation of the Holy Quran. I asked, who recites this? The angels replied, he is Haditha ibn Numan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, this is the reward of goodness. This is the reward of goodness. In the narration of Shu'bul Iman, it is further mentioned that Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to treat his mother with lot of goodness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the one who treats the mother well will be blessed with paradise by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also treat our parents well, serve them, and if they have difficulty, we should support them, we should take care of them. If we treat them well, they will wholeheartedly pray for us. And the one who gets his parents' prayers will remain prosperous in this world and attain its blessings in the hereafter as well. Treating our parents with goodness and keeping them happy is reward-giving. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has declared it the source of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. As there is a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the pleasure of the Lord azza wa jal lies in the pleasure of the father, and the displeasure of the Lord azza wa jal lies in the displeasure of the father. Similarly, in another place, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the obedience to Allah Almighty lies in the obedience to the father, and the disobedience to Allah Almighty lies in the disobedience to the father. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states a narration whose summary is that the Holy Companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arrived in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I used to treat my parents with goodness in their life. They have passed away. How can I treat them with goodness now? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, good treatment after their passing is that along with your salah, you offer salah for them, and along with your fasts, you fast for them as well. It means when we offer nafl salah or fast to attain a reward for ourselves, we should offer some nafl salah on their behalf and to send them its reward. Or when we offer salah or fast or perform a good deed, we should also make an intention to send its reward. Thus, its reward will be granted to them, and our reward will not decrease either.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi, wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing the lofty rank of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, we recited a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this great favor upon us, meaning the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has done us a great favor by having us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish us because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah, is in our midst. Allahu Akbar. The second benefit which we promised you, inshallah, azza wa jal, after the kalam, that we are going to mention, the second benefit of this verse is that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with us even though he has passed on. If the blessings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ceased for even a moment, the widespread punishment of Allah would descend, and we are only protected from a sweeping punishment because of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we did not send you, O beloved, but as mercy for all the worlds. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for the universe, and this mercy is with us. Allahu Akbar, he is with us, subhanallah, he is residing on this planet, therefore we are safeguarded from the torment and the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thousands of blessings upon the one whose existence is a mercy for others. The third benefit that is derived from this verse of the Holy Quran is that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy for the disbelievers in this world as well, because they are safe from all encompassing punishment. If the disbelievers are safe, imagine the mercy and favors of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us, the Muslims. After beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed on, non-Muslims are protected from collective punishments as well. Prior to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, entire nations were destroyed and their names and statuses were erased. Allahu Akbar. Nobody's name, nobody's status has been ever mentioned after that. Everything has been erased, wiped off from the surface of this earth. The noble Quran, the Ahadith, and their history attest to their outward power and progress at a time when science was not as advanced as today. They built homes in the mountains that are still standing today, whereas houses today are made of bricks and concrete but are not as durable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the previous nations with power and agility, intelligence, but they were destroyed because they rebelled. They disbelieved and rejected the prophets alayhimu salam that were sent to them. The non-Muslims today should think about why an all-pervading punishment has not descended for the last 1400 years, wiping out all disbelievers. If they reflected upon this sincerely, they would believe in the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the noble Quran. This is because the noble Quran states that since the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam resides among you, you will not be punished collectively as those before you were. The noble Quran is a book of great magnificence, and no matter how much a person ponders over it, he will never understand its true glory. In order to reflect upon it deeply, one needs to learn from the scholars. The details and lessons we gain from the profound contemplation of the scholars are invaluable pearls of wisdom, so we must follow them instead of our own deficient intellect. The scholars who understand knowledge will support me in this regard, inshallah azza wa jal. Nowadays, there are many lecturers and professors misguiding people on various TV channels, avoiding them at all costs. We should actually avoid them at all costs and only listen to the scholars of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Keep in mind that all the scholars of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we should only listen to them and not to just anybody who says anything about Islam, Quran and Hadith. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, who passed away about 100 years ago, is a true scholar of Ahlus Sunnah. Scholars of Ahlus Sunnah acknowledge his prowess, his efficiency, his mastery in the fields of many sciences, follow his religious verdicts, and consider his research to be the final word on matters. Alhamdulillah, we in Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, through the sadaqah of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, we are affiliated with him. And whoever loves me, meaning whoever, Amir al-Sunnah says this, that whoever loves me, he first of all says, I'm affiliated with Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. Then he says, whoever loves me, meaning whoever loves Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, is also affiliated with him. And everyone who is linked to him will never be misguided. Allahu Akbar. He will never be upon misguidance. Subhanallah. We follow Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatul rahman because he conveyed the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam correctly to us. He gave us accurate interpretations of the noble Quran and Ahadith, and he taught us the correct rulings of Islamic law. Therefore, we should stay attached to his works and attain success in both worlds. Sayyidi Al-Azhar says regarding this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Anta fihim ne adu ko bhi liya daman mein, Aish Javed Mubarak tujhe shaydai dost. Allah Almighty states, and it is not befitting to Allah to punish them whilst you, O beloved, are in their midst. Through this statement, we learn that through the blessings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, non-Muslims are also safe from collective punishment on this world. It is as if the arrival of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has granted them temporary refuge. But how fortunate is the one who believes in him and acquires permanent salvation. Subhanallah, glad tidings to the true devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who dies upon faith, for his eternal abode is paradise. If Allah forbid, he is punished for his sins, he will eventually enter paradise because he died upon iman, upon faith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not punish us for even a moment and forgive us without accountability through the sake of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to the verse that we have just mentioned, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that we learned that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu are not facing punishment in the grave because they are resting next to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who believe they are facing punishment are rejecting this verse. Allah Allah. It is our belief that every noble companion is upright and not a sinner. It is written in Bahar al-Shariat that every noble companion is destined for paradise. Therefore we say, Har sahabiye nabi, jannati jannati. Inshallah, I would love you to repeat it with me wherever you are. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this will actually enlighten and fill your hearts with iman. Har sahabiye nabi, jannati jannati. Allah Almighty took an oath from every prophet when it comes to celebrating and adhering to the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal says, translation, and remember when Allah Almighty took a promise from the prophets, whatever I give you of the book and wisdom, then the magnificent messenger, meaning the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, comes to you confirming the books you have. So you should certainly definitely believe in him and you should certainly definitely help him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O prophets, have you agreed and accepted my binding responsibility in this agreement? They all responded, we have agreed. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now you become witness upon each other and I myself am a witness with you. Subhanallah. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted prophethood to Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and the prophets alayhi wasalam after him, he took an oath from them and they took an oath from their nations. The oath was that if the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam arrived during their lifetime, they would believe in him and aid him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala says very beautifully, Anbiya se karu arz kyo maliko? Anbiya se karu arz kyo maliko? Kya nabi hai tumhara hamara nabi? Subhanallah, yes. Nabiyul Anbiya, Nabiyul Rahma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned by the great jurist Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said in the light of Quran and Hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first and he is the last. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first to receive the status of prophethood on the day of covenant. All the prophets alayhi wa sallam took an oath to believe in the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and aid him. They were granted this lofty station upon this condition. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Nabiyul Anbiya. He is the prophet of all prophets. And all the prophets alayhimus salam are from his nation. They all worked as deputies of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam during their blessed eras. Allah Allah. This is the rank of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. and Allama Abdul Ghani Ismail An-Nablusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi ad-Dimashqi al-Hanafi, he says and he writes in his works that a covenant was taken from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so they would know the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first prophet, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the messenger of all the prophets, meaning he is the prophet of all the prophets. The taking of this covenant was in the meaning of appointing vicegerents. For this reason, lamul qasam, meaning the lam that is substitute an oath, appears twice in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ. So two lams, and they both stand as an oath. So you should certainly, definitely believe in him, and you should certainly, definitely help him. Subhanallah. So much of emphasis. There is a very subtle point here that it is as though this covenant is the taking of the oath of the pledge of allegiance taken from vicegerents. It is possible that through this covenant, an oath was taken from all the prophets alayhi wasalam to be the vicegerents of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, O slave of Allah. Once you recognize the greatness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you will understand that he is the prophet of all prophets. This will be apparent when all the prophets alayhi wasalam will gather under the banner of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam on the day of judgment. Liwa'ul hamd, Allahu Akbar. Just as it was manifested in this world when he led them in prayer on the night of ascension. Remember that in the night of Mi'raj, it is documented in the books of Ahadith, subhanallah, that all the prophets, alayhimus salam, they prayed salah in the leadership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the imam, and all the prophets were behind him as his followers in this worship, subhanallah. And mashallah, through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also proven the nobility and the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala says beautifully, Namazi Aqsa mistha yahisir aya ho manaye awwal akhir ki dast basta hai piche hazir jo saltanat aage kar gaye the. Yes, this was the secret in the Salah of Aqsa, that the meaning of the first and the final becomes manifest. Ki dast basta hai piche hazir, that all those are folding their hands as muqtadis, are following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their salah, are those who had their kingdoms once upon a time. Subhanallah. Commemorating the arrival of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding this, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and all the prophets after him about the arrival of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every nation celebrated the arrival of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they sought victory against their enemies through the intermediation of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty granted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam the greatest nation, the greatest era, the greatest companions, and made him appear in the greatest city. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Do we know that the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has many virtues, hence he has many names, subhanallah, attributive names? And the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, he says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has two personal names. He is known as Ahmad in the previous scriptures, and he is called Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the noble Quran, but his descriptive names are countless. Allama Ahmad Khatib al-Qastalani rahimahullah ta'ala compiled 500 names of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sira Shami adds another 300, and I, meaning Imam Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala, adds another 600, so that is 1400 attributive names, descriptive names in total, subhanallah. And the abundance of names also highlights abundance of loftiness in the ranks. Subhanallah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will keep on, the praises of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would never come to an end, as Sayyidi Ala Azza says, Tere to wasf aibe tanahi se hai bari, hairan hu mere shah, main kya kya kahun tujhe. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.